Okay, good morning. Masechet Chulin Daf Ein Zayin. Oz Hashem Oz LaMoitei. Okay, we got up yesterday. We spoke at the end of the question section. Rati of Atlikam and Yochanan Vichshrei about the Bar Gozla. So I'm there by Gozla. Sorry, Nachman says Rav Yochanan. That's not a good proof to Ula. He says Bar Gozla. Come on, you're speaking here about a bird. And Bar Gozla Derachik Shani. Okay, so Rashi says yeah, the skin, right? That the skin is soft and therefore it's Chashuv Kabasar, says Rashi. The skin is soft, therefore the skin is like meat. But an animal, obviously, is saying it wouldn't be the case. What was the new case? Henu gidin rachin to atle kamed rava. So now we've got a case over here of a gidin rachin, right? Now, I'm assuming it's an animal. Rashi's over here. The havu mitstarfen abasar v'chovin rov etzim nishpat. So also another case of an animal where the leg was broken, right? Where the bone was broken. And Rashi says, the havu mitstarfen abasar, it's skin. Right, it says Gideon Rachin, not its skin. Actually, here it's talking about the what we're called Gideon membranes, sinew. Sinew, right? And what?
Sinews
or membranes which were soft, and they were it had been broken. These were soft. And Rashi says that the sinew, including the sinew together with the flesh, that would have created the rov, the chofin rov etzim anishbar. So I wrote it to myself. Obviously, without the aura, it wouldn't be rov, right? That's the case we're discussing, right? Because without the aura, it wouldn't be rov, right? It would be casing with rov. And Akhla came to Rabba. Are you all right? Came to Rabba. I'm a Rabba. Lamai lichush lehu. So Rabba says, what's the question here? Right? To Am Rabbi Yochanan. Because what did Rabbi Yochanan say? We've got a halacha. He says, Chada. To Am Rabbi Yochanan, Gidin, Shesofan lahakshot. Gideon, right? These what they called again? Sinews, right? That will harden. She sofan lahakshot. The words, right? If they're broken, I think what's going on here is they're damaged, right? So the sinews are damaged. They're broken with the bone, and therefore they're soft now. But they're going to harden. We know that as things are damaged, goods harden, right? In the body. So lahakshot nimnin alehen bepesach. What does that mean? We're going off the topic altogether now, right? He says, on Pesach, you include them, you count it with them on Pesach. What's going on? Look at Rashi. You know, Pesach is a mitzvah that you've got to eat with the chabura, right? You can't eat Pesach on your own. So he says, even if all you did in the chabura was you ate these sinews, right? It's considered as if you ate together the korban Pesach. So therefore, says Rashi, I'm the basin, therefore they considered meat. Because if you yotze the day Korban Pesach is supposed to eat the meat of the Korban Pesach. If the sinew is good for you, you eat the meat. As if you ate the meat, so therefore it should be considered meat. So this is Rabbi's question. The first thing he says is, what's the problem here? Rabbi Yochanan says that for Pesach they're considered meat. So maybe it would join them with the meat. For all, and secondly, he says, we see this a number of times, plenty of times, in all the Gemaras we've learned, HaTorah chasa al mamonan shel Yisrael. The Torah is sensitive to Am Yisrael's pocket. It doesn't cause you to waste money. In other words, we don't throw things away and abandon things. In other words, it's meat. It's got value. It's like meat. So this Rabbah's question is, is it Rabbah or Rava? It says it's Rabbah. I think we should have changed it to Rabbah. Because the next page it changes it to Rabbah. Then I saw the next, right, eh? So the Mishnah changes it to Rabbah. Right. So this is Rabbah. So he says, so what's the problem? So Amar Rapapa Lerava. So Rapapa says to him, wait a second. You telling me what must we worry about? Remember examples from Pesach and Torah Mchasa Mamonan Shel Israel. He says, Aval Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, he is cholek over there. In that, so you look at Rashi there. Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, the Reish Lamed there. Reish Lakish, Palig Alem Psachim. Doesn't agree with Rabbi Yochanan Ibsachim. So in other words, Rabbi Yochanan, Enachinami is Rabbi Yochanan, but there's still Resh Lakish who's cholek on him, because I told him, Amar Einim, then you aren't considered part of the Chabura. And therefore, he says it's not meat. Vahacha says, Rashi, Lichshurai, Treifa, Ka'ate, Vishurai, Doraita, he. And it's Vishurai, Doraita. He's back in the Gemara, right? Vishurai, Doraita. We're not playing games, this is danger. Vata Mart, my Lichush Lehu. We see that we've got a machloket. There's lots of pashas Rabbi Yochanan says that it's Korban Pesach. That's an opinion. Reish Lakish says no. And yeah, we've got a machloket or a safek or a writer here on another subject altogether. And you want to rely on Rabbi Yochanan there when Reish Lakish is cholek on him. Ishtik. Where it says he kept quiet. So see, Rabbi realized.